Welcome to another episode of the Benj Buzz. My name is Owen Poley, alongside head coach of the Lady Giants, Coach Stan Benj. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Now, Coach, you got a big win over LC 64-44 against the Bears. A 20-point victory's got to be good, especially your first Mick victory of the year. Run us through that game.
Well, any win is good, and I was very proud of our team. I thought we did a good job in following the game plan and played some good basketball. Not perfect. I mean, we still have room to grow, but did a nice job and took away what Lawrence Central wanted to do and did some nice things. And so I was very proud of them. And, you know, we're coming off a lot of sickness and so forth, so we didn't quite have the stamina. And some girls really gutted it out and played a lot of minutes for us Saturday and really did a nice job.
Now, coming back from that LC game, going a little bit further on, you played Crispus Attucks. We haven't gotten a chance to talk about that game with the Benj Buzz. So two wins in a row, obviously a big margin of victory at home against Crispus Attucks. But that's going to be feel good. It's got to feel good having two wins in a row.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said before, anytime you win, it's good. And you know, our whole thing at this time of year is try to get better, and you want to win as you're getting better. And, you know, Attucks was down a few players. They had some problems before they came and didn't have a whole lot of depth. And so, you know, we did what we needed to do against them and came out of there and were able to prepare for Lawrence Central.
Now, the Lawrence Central game, Kalea Toomer did not start. She came off the bench that game. Ended up being pretty serviceable throughout the game. Run us through that. She was not a starter that game.
Well, she's had some sickness, and so she's had to miss some practice and so forth. And, you know, if you're not able to be at practice and, you know, you go with the people that have been. And but like you said, she came off the bench and did what she needed to do for us.
So you traveled to Warsaw to take on Warsaw. Coming up this week, how are you prepping for that game?
Well, what we told our players after the Lawrence Central game, this is, if you look at our schedule, it's extremely busy after this. This is the about the only time the rest of the year, hopefully, that we have like four practices in a row where we can get quality practice and get some learning and get down what we need to do for the rest of the year. We're at a point now we sort of see the strengths and weaknesses of the players and how we need to mesh them together. Now we got to get the girls all on the same page, and the players need to understand what needs to happen, and we need to get better so we can prepare, because every team is going to be different in the way we face. And I don't know how Warsaw will go against us, but they're going to, from on film, they're doing things different than any team has played us thus far this year.
And one of the things that you mentioned was multiple practices in a row. Now, you have the Marion County tournament coming up. Are you using these as practice for just Warsaw, or are you kind of using it for the future, the next couple games in the Marion County tournament?
The future. I mean, like I said, I mean, Warsaw really is a nice opponent for us, because they're going to do some things that we need to be able to counteract and be able to do as we move forward. And so this is not only for these practices are not only for Warsaw, but they're preparing us for the rest of the year. I mean, you know, our goal, and I know the players have some big dreams and big goals, and we've got to get better if we're going to reach those goals.
And one more thing, Coach, obviously the coaching milestone, can't go to the episode without talking about it. 675 wins. You move into second all-time. You were tied with 674, but you get that win against Lawrence Central. You're 675 wins all by yourself behind Donna Cheatham. It's got to feel great.
Well, it's amazing in that I can remember when I first started. I've told this story before. I was sitting with Tom Majesty, who coaches at Lake Central, and he got his 300th career win. And when I was sitting with him, I thought, there's no way I'll ever coach 300 games, let alone win 300. And just amazing. You just go one year after the other. And I've been very, very blessed to be with the great administrations at both here and Roncalli, and great players. And I'm just so blessed. And, you know, John Easter, and I mean, you just people that have supported the program, because you don't do it by yourself. I mean, that's – should be a reflection of everybody that's ever been in the program and every player. It's amazing. And then you're lucky to have the longevity to do it. And I think Joe Lenzi congratulated me after the game. I said, you know, at a certain point, I think they're rubbing it in and telling me how old I am. But, you know, I'm glad I'm able to sit here with you and still be able to coach and have my health and feel very blessed that everybody has been congratulating me, and that just shows you the camaraderie we have here at Ben Davis with the other coaches.
So 675 wins, and like you said, it's you, it's the players, it's everybody that's around. It truly is a community in basketball, not only here, but Roncalli and everywhere else. But thank you for listening to another episode of the Bench Buzz. One last time, my name is Owen Poyet alongside Stan Benj. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know.